This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Coming into the second hour, this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, dark, wet, dank Saturday, the 7th of December, 2019. And we're just listening there to Deborah Tavares in a 27-minute piece about the... I don't know how she's an outstanding woman to get hold of these documents, which is the real plan, again, the kicker final plan, to lock everything into electricity-driven vehicles and houses, etc. No fossil fuels, no oil, no diesel, and then they will have total control over you. Absolutely total. And that's what is going on, and California being the test bed for this, and indeed different places around the states, etc. And again, the 5G thing being implemented here, and the 90% of politicians have not a bull's notion what it is. Imagine that, over the heads of a government. We're meant to be representing us, and we are the government supposedly licensing our management of the economy to politicians. This is just outrage beyond belief. But I'll just go back and read the final quarter of the article that I was reading before that. I was just trying to fit that in between different ad breaks. And Mike Adams writing this outstanding article. It's entitled, I got two-thirds through it. It's called, Is This the Last Black Friday Before America Erupts into Political and Spiritual Chaos? We're talking about the entire transgender system, the deranged left, and what they believe in, and they're trying to get rid of Trump so they can unleash Satan onto the earth, really. That is another way of putting it. But he was saying the left, this is what they live for, and if you can even call their lives what they call, and if you can even call their lives a form of living, if the radical left gets its way, America will be transformed into a hellish prison camp, a kind of hell on earth, which, of course, has always been the goal of the Luciferian forces and their fallen angels. What's apparent now is that they are going all in with this evil as a kind of last desperate effort to destroy everything and suppress the human knowledge that is the goal of Google, Facebook, etc., before awakened humans rise up and defeat these angels. I was just saying before the program, to Dave, the 501c churches are an absolute living disgrace of gutless, cowardly pastors who are just living under the protection of the 501c tax-free status, and where they have, or they're muzzled, and they don't mind being muzzled. They want to keep their mouths shut. No controversy. Just live their lives, a comfortable life, and to hell with the issues. That's where the churches are in America now. Bar Pastor Chuck Baldwin, I think, the only one I know who is prepared to speak up. But anyway, this article goes on to say, no more pretending, the demons have come to the surface and now demand the total destruction of all that is good. The rise of the independent media, like this website, is driving demonic leftists, and he's referring to Natural News, is driving demonic leftists to out themselves as demons, murderers, fascists, and psychological terrorists, so they try to seize control over the minds of the masses. They are failing, causing their desperation to become abundantly obvious to every thinking person. They've dropped their masquerade and are even pretending to be compassionate, humanitarian people of goodwill and fairness. Now their evil has risen to the surface, revealed their true nature, and their sickening, horrifying desire to mutilate, violate, medicate, and exploit children for their nefarious purposes. That the evil that is now out in the open, the demons have dropped their cloaks and come right to the surface, declaring their evil nature for the whole world to see. Recognize that when you are dealing with these deranged lunatics, leftists, you are no longer dealing with human beings. Their human souls have been replaced by demonic entities, which is why they reveal in the collapse of their own filthy cities, festering with disease and human feces, where the demonic political elite frequent child rape dungeons filled with trafficked innocent children, who leftists literally feed upon like undead vampires. Child trafficking, pedophilia, and transgender indoctrination of children are all the different expressions of the same anti-human agenda now fully embraced by leftists, including those who run tech, the tech giants, the media, and the universities, Hollywood, etc., which is a demon, Hollywood, which is a demon-infested orgy of child trafficking and pedophilia. But under President Trump, there have been a record number of arrests of child for child trafficking. Jeffrey Epstein, a Democrat-connected elitist who reportedly raped three young girls a day, was arrested and may still be alive to serve as a witness against the deep state. Piece by piece, President Trump is dismantling the child trafficking industry that the Democrat elitists feed upon. Well, the Pizzagate thing, which is directly linked to Clinton and Podesta, we haven't seen any action on that. There's also a kind of Christian revival taking place in America, as more people are drawn to God, especially when it becomes obvious how evil and anti-human leftists have become. When we see such raw evil taking place all around us, we are naturally drawn to God and the defeat of evil. The fraud of climate change is being exposed more and more with each passing day, and the knowledge about vaccines using aborted human feces tissues is becoming so widespread now that online platforms like Facebook and Twitter are resorting to desperate efforts to ban anyone who mentions vaccine ingredients or questions their dogma. And I presume you'll come to this article, but the World Health Organization wants anybody who criticizes vaccinations to be arrested. That's they're drafting a bill, the UN directive, that be the case. And the countries like this, a lowlife in Ireland, Grover Rutger, who's a globalist of the highest order, and almost salivating at the mouth to introduce all the UN directives, never mind the European Union ones. As the demons try to stifle human awakening while crushing human knowledge, those of us who have just dedicated our lives to informing, empowering, and uplifting humanity are launching our own platforms to host videos, searches, and speeches. We've successfully built Brighteon.com as an alternative to YouTube, for example, and we're about to launch a new natural health search engine that will replace Google on all health topics. Very good. That humanity is rising. I mean, it's fighting back. Flip this page. And it's becoming increasingly apparent that the real battle of our era isn't democratic versus republican, but rather human, anti-human versus evil versus Christian civilization. The real fight, anti-humanism versus pro-human forces. Slightly bad phrase there. Doesn't work. On the radical left, the demonic forces are trying to destroy humanity through depopulation, infanticide, transgenderism, forced infertility, mass insanity, gender-bending poisoning of the food supply, ecological destruction, chemtrails, and more. But the pro-humanists are teaching people how to live off the grid, how to grow your own food, and lesson how to avoid toxic pharmaceuticals, how to think for yourselves, and to protect your humanity in a world dominated by anti-human forces. This is the fight that's really shaping up: pro-human forces versus anti-human forces. And pro-human forces have God on their side. But even God won't intervene unless humanity stands up and defends its own existence. The epic spiritual battle for the future of our world is rapidly approaching, and the outcome of this battle will determine whether planet Earth is defended by humans or collapsed into demonic servitude. Demon-infested leftists are already trying to transform Earth into a planet-wide prison camp. This coming war will spill blood everywhere. There will be violence, suffering, and death. The demonic entities will try to turn humans against each other, pitting blacks against whites, rich against poor. But the real fight they are waging is the agenda to destroy humanity, to make us weak, pathetic, ignorant of reality, and incapable of self-preservation. That's why demonic influences now dominate big pharma and big tech, powerful corporate entities dedicated to keeping you enslaved in systems of mind-altering medications and mind-numbing ignorance. Google is now a pharmaceutical company, by the way, and yeah, it is. And Amazon will soon be selling prescription medicines nationwide. In this year, you will have to fight demons for the future of humanity. There is no, so he's talking about 2020, there is no safe space in which you can be insulated from this epic spiritual war for the future of our planet. And you cannot tell yourself it will work itself out as the demons rise up to destroy every living person who reminds them of God. You will be required to participate in your own survival or you will perish. In this epic war, the very concept of Black Friday will seem laughable as left-wing demons attempt to blanket the entire planet in an age of darkness and suffering. Hell on Earth. Their plan to create it and how, however, they must defeat all those humans who are good. They must silence all voices of reason. They must destroy all who oppose them. The final two paragraphs of this to say, their plan is nearly complete and the next 12 months will be pivotal in determining whether they succeed in defending humanity and God. Just remember one thing, even as the demons infest the bodies of once humans, those bodies are still subject to the laws of physics. They still need food, water, supplies, shelter. Defeating demons that have possessed humans does not require exotic supernatural substances like holy water. It only requires engaging and defeating these demons as you would engage and defeat any other murderer, rapist, or violent lunatic. You protect the innocent by stopping evil from carrying out its plans. True. The war against evil, in other words, can be won by human beings with the resources we already have. The real question is whether humanity will earn the right to continue to exist, or if humans have become so comfortable and apathetic that they no longer have the will to survive as a species. They said the years 2020 to 2025 will likely determine the final outcome. Be prepared for any possibility for evil. Possibility for evil has descended upon us. It's right out in the open, and the public schools are allowing demons to indoctrinate young children right in front of cheering parents who apparently have no clue they are cheering satanic forces who will destroy all humanity. Stay informed. Read Demonic News for more details on the rise of demonism in America. Okay, that's written by Mike Adams, which is an outstanding article. It's on Natural News. It's November 30th. It said, this is the last Black Friday before America erupts into political, spiritual chaos. Well said. Absolutely well said. Wow. But, I'll give 5-year rest for the moment. I'll go to another article later on. But, and amidst all this, we have Trump. Seeks to protect big tech from European tax collectors, but won't protect his own supporters from being banned and censored. Right, J.D. Hayes, another of Michael Adams' writers. If anyone has been wronged by social media giants, Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, its supporters of President Trump. That's who they're going after. And we're going on 3 years now. We have been shunted, silenced, punished, censored, and banned from one social media platform after another, in addition to big tech payment platforms and others once upon a time competed for our business. The president's re-election is being targeted for disruption by these same tech giants, which are all run by left-wing Marxist Democrats who hypocritically label the president and media to cover him fairly as tyrants and authoritarian, all while banning us. It's maddening and confusing then why President Trump would move to protect them from European socialism while allowing them to continue crapping on the First Amendment in our own country by blundering out pro-Trump messages. Well, the multinationals in Britain here, Costa, Google, and Amazon, they pay virtually no tax, and it goes back years and years and years. There's something like $100 billion could be collected up. I heard one estimate going back over the last 10 years. And again, Boris Johnson had better. And again, not one of those things that has not been an issue in the election. How in here in Britain? How about that? That's how disconnected people are. We're living under the tyranny of it and can't raise it. I mean, crippled, mentally crippled. The Trump administration has already imposed tariffs on about $7.5 billion worth of European goods. The latest threat by the president to go a step further to defend our tech giants, threatened to open a second front in the global trade war with China. The Hill magazine in Washington noted further that the fight is increasing pressure on international trade negotiations to come up with a way to tax technology companies that are global in their reach. But as those as these talks begin, the Trump administration is threatening new retaliatory actions. And it said USTR's decision today, United States Treasury, I think, sends a clear signal that the United States will take action against digital tax regimes that discriminate or others impose undue burdens on the U.S. Companies. Robert Lifsgeiser, the U.S. Trade Representative, U.S. Trade Representative, USTR, that's what that stands for, said earlier this week, most of the roughly 30 businesses that would be most likely to be targeted for digital taxes are located in the United States. They include Amazon, Google, Facebook, related Amazon, which computer services to the provides computer services to the CIA, will soon be running the code that powered many U.S. elections. Yeah. Well, I told people 2 years ago, Amazon is a military industrial contractor because it has the most sophisticated snooping software in the world. Big tech owns the president big time. They certainly do. And while there's no shortage of people who would love to see these tech behemoths taxed to support the outsized social benefits programs throughout Europe, the president said in London at the NATO summit he would move to protect American businesses. I'm not going to let people take advantage of American companies, really. Well, we're just there's a thing called the boycott in Donald Trump, the boycott we can use here against them. Trump said Tuesday, CNN Business reported, if anyone is going to take advantage of the American companies, it's going to be us. No, it's not going to be France. Of course, French officials are aghast. They threaten to retaliate themselves. It is not what one would expect from an ally. It is not what one would expect from the United States, said the French minister, Bruno Le Maire. Well, obviously, our president and our trade representatives could say the same thing. We wouldn't expect an ally like France to penalize our corporations either. And yet they see nothing wrong with doing so. The French don't give a toss about anybody else. And equally apparent, given the president's off-stated objective to make America great again, it makes perfect sense that he would move to protect American corporations from being exploited by anyone. Well, they have to pay tax where they operate. If he's booking that trend, he hasn't got a leg to stand on in trade negotiations. But come on, the president knows that many of the social media tech giants who may be targeted by European socialists have themselves been targeted his American supporters. Yet up to this point, his administration hasn't done much to stop the abuse of censorship except make idle threats. Trump's re-election campaign is already being censored by YouTube through the Google-owned video company. It is taking the campaign's money. It's okay for the president to want to protect American companies from exploitative practices abroad, but he's got to do more to prevent them from targeting him because they don't like him, etc., etc. But yeah, Trump, figure that out. It's a disturbed personality. I mean, he's working on some levels, but on this other levels, he's doing the reverse. Somebody please try and explain to me. I'm joking, of course. Excuse me. Again, we're being attacked wholesale. And Trump, they're attacking his election campaign, and then he's protecting them from paying no tax. Figure that out. But we'll come to an article now in a minute about the number of guns in America, the upgraded figures. The ATF, 423 million guns. Well, they need the ammo for the guns. I'd say about 25% of people have enough ammunition, or such. I would say 75% don't. But, and also, we come later on to Netflix, Disney are bleeding themselves customers who are sick and tired of all their perversions. Well, I spotted Disney 3 or 4 or 5 years ago as an appalling organization. The sexual innuendo in Disney cartoons is atrocious. Anyway, we'll go to this first break of the second hour, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're coming back in from the first break of the second hour. And we've been moving pretty fast today with Deborah Tavares and Mike Adams mainly. It's shocking tyranny being waged against us by the extreme left and the public utilities. As I say, we are surrounded. But just follow this article up here, a different one, slight change of gear. ATF, 423 million guns in America, 1.2 per person. 8.1 billion rounds of ammunition a year. Dr. Ken, we have a resident expert on weapons with Ken. I'll ask Ken to work out the percentages there. 423 million guns, 8.1 billion rounds of ammunition. Well, 4.2. I don't think that's a lot of ammunition, but maybe I'll work out on the calculator. Is that Americans' love affair with guns is only getting stronger. New federal data shows that there are 422.9 million firearms in circulation, or about 1.2 guns for every person in the country. What's more, despite years of criticism of modern assault-style rifles such as the AR-15 and the AK-47, there are a record 17.7 million in private hands, proving that it is most popular gun around. And last year alone, the arms industry produced 8.1 billion rounds of ammunition. Now, I see that's total production. Figures are from the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, and were crunched by the National Shooters Sports Foundation, the Gun Industry Trade Group. These figures show that the industry that America has a strong desire to continue to purchase firearms for lawful purposes, said Joe Bartosi, president of the NAASF, in a statement released by the group's new report. The modern sporting rifle continues to be the most popular centerfire rifle sold in America today, and is clearly commonly owned firearm, with more than 17 million in legal private ownership today. The continued popularity of handguns demonstrates a strong interest by Americans to protect themselves and their homes, and to participate in the recreational shooting sports, he said. Gun shops contacted by secrets, is the name of somebody okay? Said that they are seeing more and more purchases of semi-automatic weapons such as handguns and AR-15s due to the criticism of those by the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates. Sales have definitely been brisk, especially of small concealable handguns. We also saw a spike in sales of tactical rifles like AR-15s and AK-47s, for which I think we can confidently thank Beto O'Rourke, said Justin Anderson, the marketing director for Hyatt Guns in Charlotte, North Carolina, one of the country's biggest retailers. During his short presidential campaign, O'Rourke called for a ban on rifles. I see. Other details from the NAASF report shared with Secrets. Secrets must be a publication. Of all the rifles produced in 2017, 54% were modern sporting rifles. In 2017, 7.9 million total firearms were produced and imported. Of those, 4.4 million were pistols, revolvers, 2.8 million were rifles. An interim 2018 estimate showed that 7.6 million firearms were produced and imported, and 4.2 million. It said, okay, repeating the figures. But Connecticut gun owners failed to register under official push amnesty. Yeah. Source, The New American, after Connecticut enacted one of the most draconian gun law control law regimes in America, official estimates suggest that the overwhelming majority of citizens targeted by the latest assault on gun rights failed to comply. Indeed, analysts say it appears that most people largely ignored the new statute completely. Okay, that's a bit slightly dysfunctional article, but is that enough for America to defend itself, as I say, from being attacked from within, right? But mostly conservatives are those who buy guns. The liberals, I think, do not have any guns, but they're trying to use Satan as a weapon, which is even worse. The Netflix, Disney, and Hulu, are bleeding customers who are sick and tired, meaning losing customers who are sick and tired of all their perversions. Now, this is an article from the Common Sense Show, but Ethan Huff is writing it up. He's saying there's a revolt taking place against the entertainment streaming services like Netflix, Hulu, and Disney, all of which are threatening to pull their television and film productions out of Georgia and other red states for enacting heartbeat bills to protect the lives of the unborn. Reports indicate that there has been a red petition circulating as part of a nationwide effort to hit these services where it hurts most, in their bottom line. Many people have already cancelled their subscriptions to Netflix, Disney, etc. Plus, we are happy to report, and many more are joining them every single day. As of writing, Netflix lost more than $300,000 in subscription fees, and Hulu and Disney have lost more than $100,000 and $40,000, respectively. The goal, of course, is to deprive them of as much money as possible and send the message that we are no longer going to tolerate their aggression against morality and decency. The mainstream media and entertainment companies have come out in full force against the conservative values, and it's time to show them that our voices matter, the petition reads. Perhaps they just don't realize how much the conservative audience is worth. Besides endorsing baby murder, these companies, and especially Netflix, are guilty of poisoning the minds of millions of people by promoting pedophilia and sexual assault of children, including with programming the sexualizing of young children, and etc. Okay, there's another page of this, but anyway, we go to this bottom of our break. We should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and...
Coming back in from the bottom of the hour break, I just remind Ken, I want to play a piece in a few minutes' time. It's in all the things we're writing about how we're surrounded by and these appalling demonic forces of government and left-wing lunatics. One great blogger in the UK is a guy called Jeff Taylor, and he has about 90,000 followers, and he's an ex-naval officer, but he's a very fluent speaker. And if you're doing a daily video, some twice a day, about the dirty dealing shenanigans of Brexit, and his excellent stuff. But he has a 11-minute piece about how Brexit will possibly cause the collapse of the European Union. And they know that, too, in so many ways. But later on, in a few minutes' time, if Ken will let me know, if he has that, I'll call it in a few minutes. I'll just finish this article I'm on. But this appalling carry-on of Disney and Netflix, etc., etc., let's finish up the last paragraph of that. It said, if you're looking for a family-friendly... Okay, thanks. If the family-friendly alternative to Netflix, Hulu, and Disney, plus check out PureFlix, In lieu of just to finish this article, in lieu of using these far left streaming services, many people are switching to PureFlix instead of PJMedia.com. Nothing to do with me, by the way. Writer Media Fox describes as a family friendly service that won't push socialism and abortion and other debauchery. So let's read that correctly. And in lieu of using these far left streaming services, many people are switching to PureFlix, okay, PureFlix, instead, which PJMedia.com writer Megan Fox describes as media friendly. Okay, PureFlix, okay. He says, as always, Brighteon.com, which contains all sorts of original user content that isn't censored or controlled, like it is on Google, owns YouTube. It seems that American companies should be held accountable for trying to harm American states, Fox contends. This seems to be something the president might want to get involved in and apply some pressure. He recently told people to cancel AT&T. Really? I don't know who they're referring to there. PJMedia.com commenters seem to agree that at least one of them noted that there was once a time when the company simply offered services without entering the political fray with their own opinions. These days, those days are long gone. But that doesn't mean that consumers don't still have a voice in trying to patronize the ones that respect freedom of speech and freedom of choice. Okay, major corporations used to never directly wade into the waters of socio-political issues, but this has really started to change several years ago with the gay marriage push, this commenter writes. He says, finally, says, my hope is that states like Georgia fight them tooth and nail. The alternative is to have the internal policies of states be run by leftist corporate boards of companies based in California. That rips at the very heart of democracy and should scare everyone, etc. Okay, fair enough. But just as regarding the entire list of things we're going through today and like every other week, one very fluid description of how the fight back might come is this piece by Jeff Taylor. Describe it correctly. He said it's about the European Union Brexit, but it's a parallel in fighting back. And they said, if you've got to take one key thing and dismantle it, and then usually the rest of it can fall away. But anyway, here it is, Jeff Taylor talking about how the EU, why Brexit may cause the collapse of the European Union. Okay, it's about 11 minutes.
Hello there. Okay. 1 minute we're being told that the UK can't leave the European Union because we are now such a weak and inconsequential country, and the next moment we're told that if we do leave the EU, the whole of Europe will basically self-destruct. After years of being force-fed a diet of how powerful the EU is and that the UK just cannot function without being tied up inside it, so Brexit should be stopped, we are now being told that Brexit must be stopped because the effect of us leaving the EU will be to destabilise the whole European geopolitical situation. So which is it? Is the UK a rich and powerful nation that has a global reach? Or just a mere small island of no real consequence off the coast of mainland Europe? Well, the Remain establishment has been pushing the latter while trying to keep us in the EU. But now that it looks like that we might actually be leaving the EU, out comes a study that points to the UK being so influential that it could cause instability in Europe if it left the EU. Funny that we have a Brexit-based general election in the offing, isn't it? Call me cynical, but it just sounds to me like another brickbat to hit long-suffering Brexiteers with. Now, I know that those putting this survey together may not have had that angle in mind, but those that want to will use it as a not-too-subtle argument to try and shame Brexit campaigners and swing voters behind Remain parties. the survey by the Centre for Research in Communication and Culture at Loughborough University shows that only 3% of news about Brexit contains anything about how Brexit could affect the stability and security of Europe in future, reports The Independent. And it quotes British media expert Professor David Deacon as saying that this has been an undiscussed elephant in the room during a general election that is regarded by most people as a Brexit election. Experts on European politics and history are shocked by the imbalance in the media coverage and are warning of the probable consequences, says The Independent. And the chair of international relations at the University of Glasgow, Professor Beatrice Hauser, said that given our history, we know that failures in European solidarity and stability have had terrible consequences. And the professor went on to say that, with that in mind, it is extremely disturbing that ongoing European security and stability are being ignored during the election. And that without being able to look into the future, we have to look to history for guidance. And when we do, it reveals very clearly that reduced levels of European solidarity, increased levels of economic and political rivalry, and increased levels of nationalism would, ultimately, pose a threat to everyone throughout Britain and continental Europe. And The Independent says that there are at least 16 areas, either in the EU or adjacent to it, where stability is at risk if Brexit weakens the EU. And then it points to the UK itself and talks about potential problems with Scottish independence, the reunification of Ireland, and with Gibraltar. So my rough interpretation is that Brexit could well weaken the EU. And a weak EU will lead to increased populism, increased nationalism, increased ethnically based separatism by minorities, increased competition and rivalries, increased identity politics driven separatism, and a weakening of NATO that might lead to increased chances of mistakes being made by Moscow and others. Now that's a lot to lay at the door of Brexiteers who just want the UK to be a sovereign self-governing nation. And what has this practice of spraying passports about to increase political influence got to do with the UK? Because it turns out, says The Independent, that some states are trying to issue passports or ethnic identity cards to people in neighbouring countries. The report says, major examples of the practice are, for instance, Hungary giving ethnic identity cards to ethnic Hungarian areas of Romania, southern Slovakia, western Ukraine, and northern Serbia, and Romanians giving passports to neighbouring Moldovans. Russia is giving passports to people in pro-Russian rebel-controlled territories in eastern Ukraine. Bulgaria is also trying to give passports to citizens of northern Macedonia and to other Slavic-speaking populations in southern Moldova and eastern Albania. Poland now issues ethnic identity cards to ethnic Poles who are citizens of neighbouring countries like Ukraine, Belarus and Lithuania. And this is being used by EU member states and others to increase their influence and occasionally real political power in neighbouring EU nations and other countries, and a weaker or politically more divided EU may well accelerate that process. So what's the thinking here? That the UK must stay in the EU so as to make sure the EU is strong enough to continue with these practices, albeit at a slower rate? The Independent article also seems to lay the blame for all of Europe's woes on Britain, because we went off on a jaunt of our own and created our own empire and didn't stay behind and just play the European game, instead of laying the blame on those that actually started those problems in the first place. Before the First World War, Britain's focus on its empire led it to neglect creating a means of playing any major role in Europe, it says. And it also seems to be our fault that we only had 300,000 troops available in Britain at the start of World War I, because so many were stationed elsewhere around the globe. so by not interfering in Europe, we're to blame. And then we're further blamed for not somehow stepping in earlier in the run-up to World War II. The policy of appeasement neutralised Britain in Europe, just as Brexit threatens to do now, it says. But not a peep about how we both times had to step in and save Europe from its own folly at great national expense in terms of blood and money. Or is that the point, that without the ever-steady UK being there, then Europe will always tend to self-destruct? And then comes the sting in the tail to indicate how nasty we are in the UK, when the piece finishes with Oxford University's Professor of European Studies, Timothy Garton-Ash, saying, "What's more, if post-Brexit there is ongoing tension between Britain and the EU, the UK may be tempted to try and divide and rule in Europe, thus further weakening the continent." Well, sorry if that one leaves me a bit cold after all the divide-and-conquer Brexiteers have been faced with and continue to face, especially from other EU member states where Northern Ireland and Gibraltar are concerned. And the article signally fails to mention that we got diddly-squat support when we needed it in the Falklands War. In fact, I get the impression Eurocrats would rather we had failed in that particular endeavour. While the UK has been a full member of the common market and through to the EU, we've had problems developing and taking place right across the European continent, from the Balkans to Ukraine, as well as the economic and border problems in Greece, border problems in Italy, independence being crushed in Catalonia, and the ordinary people of France taking a battering from their own security services. And we have an EU intent on opening the borders to just about everyone else and forcing member states to accept their fair share of all comers, something that the Visegrad nations are now intent on stopping. And all the while the EU, you know, that entity that was meant to be a mere trading bloc of a few like-minded countries, is trying to increase its military capabilities to flex its muscles and be strong in Europe and in the world. You know, build an empire. The EU is storing up problems right now, whether or not we are a member state, with the difference being that if we are on the outside, it will be our decision on what we do about it and how much we pay for it to help them once again save them from themselves. Not only does the EU sound like a club I would not wish to join today if I were not already a member, isn't it a bit late for people to try and convince us that we're oh so important and needed in the EU, so best we stay? As I recall, when David Cameron tried to get something out of the EU before the referendum that he could use as leverage in his arguments to get us to vote to remain, he was treated as almost invisible. He got nowhere, got nothing, and that's the real truth of how the EU as an entity regards the UK, and any other member state come to that. And ever since then, Brexiteers have been treated as a sort of annoying irrelevance to be subdued and put back in their box. The whole point of the EU is not to allow a member nation to feel it has power and influence other than the power Brussels allows it to have. No, EU member states must feel powerless and unable to function without the overarching EU superstate to control their every move. So a true and complete Brexit will be the best thing to happen for the UK. But if you think that is the real Tory plan, then you may come to regret that belief in the coming months. Anyway, what do you think? Please share and comment, and thank you for watching.
Very good, very good. Okay, the relevance of that piece is, okay, it's all about the EU's relationship with the European Union, and it's going on massive at the moment, and the break is coming now, I think, very soon. But it still will go on, the trade negotiations, for years, the trade negotiations. But trade negotiations are a trap, and Brexit is a trap. UN membership, Trump did indicate at the beginning of his presidency that he's going to leave the UN, and that would be a miracle. I would actually stand up and cheer him for that. And climate change agenda, taking it on is a trap. You're actually putting a noose around your own neck. Sustainability is a trap as well. And people don't realize this. And people are so full of crap about the political correctness and eco fuel in their car. Well, the blue fuel, which is from wheat or crops, is taking food out of the food supply system. So that's a load of crap. But all of these things are, you're handed a set of handcuffs to handcuff yourself. That's really what's going on. You're entrapping yourself. And later on we'll play in the next hour a very good piece by Tulsi Gabbard, a very good piece, which is part three of this really. Okay, we go to this break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Very good. And we're coming back in to the short piece run up to the top of the hour. And just like all those pieces, well, I'm trying to pull together with today and different inputs. All of these things are to entrap yourself and destroy society by a direct hit, like feminism. And I'll read a short piece now. And this vaccinations is a direct weapon. Sustainability is putting handcuffs on yourself. Climate change, the UN sustainability agenda at every level. And political correctness, that's another way of shutting down speech and argument. I mean, it is all the same thing to shut us down on every level. And a short article here by news editors of Natural News say, modern-day feminism has created a generation of miserable, angry, perpetually outraged women. And they said one of the most commonly Googled questions about feminism is, why are feminists so angry? According to feminists, that the answer to that ranges from denial. We are not always angry. We are just tired of being oppressed. They've been taught to say this. To justification for the anger, saying it is a legitimate response to the oppression we've been subject to for a millennia. Our article by Susan Duclos. As a woman that believes in equality, just as I believe there are very real differences between men and women, which I celebrate, I call BS on both these answers. The first and second wave of feminism did answers address real oppression. The laws were changed and women obtained true equality. But the feminist movement, rather than celebrating those milestones, moved into another phase where modern feminists display hatred, intolerance, and disdain. Well, they're now welded into the left-wing argument, totally. Modern-day feminists still believe they are oppressed, while at the same time attempting to oppress their male counterparts, and at the same time destroying family life along with it. Absolutely. He said their victimhood mentality of thinking they were automatically being oppressed because they were born it was physiology with the vagina aside. We also note that modern-day feminists spend all of their time just looking for something to be angry about and are perpetually outraged and end up generally miserable most of the time. A recent example of feminists just looking for something angry to get angry about comes from a career feminist, Anita Sarkestine, who took to Twitter to publicly complain that the first episode of Star Wars series for Disney called The Mandalorian. Her complaint came by way of the four-part series of tweets, which began with, am I extremely tired of this or not? Single female speaking character in the first episode, Mandalorian, mother, because the word man was in it. She continued her tweet, I guess Joe, I don't know who this actor, Fervo, was like, well, if we just make all the vehicles female, like the ship and the then we're good, all right. I don't know what that is about. But anyway, feminism has now merged with the left and is used by the left to revive all these kind of issues, etc. But anyway, we go to the top of the hour, Mike, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.